Sometimes just the idea of sharing a ghost story out loud with another individual could very easily make someone say, I think that person's kind of going off the rails a little bit. Luckily, here on our show, we don't feel that way. This is the safe place you can share your experiences, and we're not going to judge or anything like that. But there are places in life where we can go off the rails. It doesn't necessarily mean because you're seeing a ghost that you're going off the rails, but for example, the stress of the last year that we've all gone through, all of the things that then systemically come off of being shut off from society and in our normal life and all of the relationships and all of the stressors and everything. So many things can then systemically break down here and there, and it can be a total mess to try and put back together. In today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear a story like that, and we hear several stories where people almost felt like they were going off the rails. Sometimes it was situational, and sometimes it was something that could be helped. In fact, our first story deals with that and a spirit intervening and helping a person get back on the rails after they've felt a lot of the trauma of the last year starting to catch up with them. And then a sister pays a visit to a brother that she never even met from beyond the grave. And then after moving seven times, a family comes to the realization that it's probably not their houses that are haunted, it's them. They're not really off the rails. It's just that is their path. Whatever train they're on, it's haunted. Some great stories today here on EPP bonus episode. We're at number, what are we at? Oh my gosh, 347 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Without a doubt, the last year and more has been probably one of the most challenging of our lives. And hopefully it stays there, meaning the challenging and all that. We can look back and go, well, at least it's not 2020, you know. Our next story deals with some of the challenges that many of us have been facing, some of the vices that some of us have gone to, and some of the shortcomings that we've found within ourselves that we battle, some of our own inner demons that we battle to try and be the best version of ourselves, not only for us, but for our children, for our families, for those around us, and how dark things can sometimes get, but sometimes with the help of a loved one, be it a living or a deceased one, can help show us the way to get things back on track. Take a listen. Hey guys, you've heard a couple of my stories before. The school bus driver from Minnesota. This took place in the early months of the big COVID shutdown. We were all sent home from work. The kids were all sent home from school. The idea of a deadly disease taking over the world was still fresh and new. Fear hung heavy in the air. It was palpable. You could cut it with a knife. Not just the fear of sickness and death or bringing sickness and death to your loved ones without even knowing it, which are such heavy fears in themselves, but also the fears of not being able to pay your bills or being able to afford to feed your children without being able to work. The fear of the still developing kids not being able to see their friends, falling behind with their education, being stuck inside, and not knowing when it will all go back to normal. At the same time, there was tension growing outside, a pressure, like a bomb waiting to explode. Over an overinflated balloon being pushed to its limits, about to pop. I swear to you, I could feel it. Even my spouse, who is not sensitive, could feel it. It did finally burst on May 25th, 2020. with the death of George Floyd. You could feel the energy dissolve during the days and nights afterward. The intersection where it happened was blocked off and turned into a memorial where people could come pay their respects and talk to each other. The trip there was surreal. Passing burned down shells of buildings, protesters spray painted art and graffiti throughout the area. As you walk past the barricades with signs posted that this was a sacred place and to be respectful, you're greeted with volunteers passing out masks to those who need them, water, and spraying every visitor's hands with hand sanitizer. There were flowers everywhere. It's a place of hope and healing, unity. Of course, it has since also been vandalized a couple of times, so there is still rot to be done. Anyway, you can cut that part out if you want, but I wanted to give you guys an idea of what it was like to be there. I do think that building's energy beforehand had a role in what happened. The energy was so thick. This happened before that, while the pressure was still building. Mind you, we have never had a haunting in our house before. We've welcomed entities to come and go, but only after having been invited. Otherwise, our house had always been clean. It started with flies. We had fruit flies in the house before, but never these flies. The sort of flies that lay eggs in corpses and cause maggots to crawl out of the eyes of the dead. They were everywhere, all over the house. Fly paper helped. My spouse and I decided to make masks to donate. There was a shortage at the time. There was a bottle of glue I was working with. I walked away for a second. When I came back, it was gone. I asked my spouse where they put it. They said they did not touch it. It was right there on the table. We looked everywhere. It was nowhere to be found. We had to halt our work for several hours, and it turned up eventually, exactly where I had left it, on the table. I'm not proud of this, but also at the same time, we developed a drinking problem. It started as just a way to cope, but ended up spiraling out of control. We would play the video game Rock Band late into the night. I always sang. I would drink until the lyrics split into two. I could barely read them, then stumble into bed and pass out as the room was spinning around me. I'd wake up sick and start the day again, over and over, again and again. It was like that for a while still taking care of the kids. My daughter was two at the time, and she started asking about other mommy. I knew that was not good. "Where's other mommy go?" she asked. "Other mommy? Where did you see other mommy?" "Outside the door in the living room. She's standing there." "Is there somebody contacting my baby girl? Who was it? Had she invited her in, starting this whole thing? It seemed to be targeting me." I'd be walking along and a bottle on a shelf would just suddenly fly at me, hitting me on the shoulder. I'd be in the bathroom and something would fall onto my head. This went on for weeks. It was very strange. I tried to contact it without any luck. One night, I had a dream. One of those dreams that felt real. Anyone who's had one of those would know what I mean. It was an old lady hovering above me. Her face was maybe an inch or so above my own. She looked furious. She looked disappointed. She looked sad. She did not say anything, just looked at me with that wrinkly old face so twisted with emotion. It came to a head one day when my daughter was in the bathtub taking a bath. I was in the next room listening to her singing to herself so sweetly, and suddenly I heard a loud bang, and she screamed. I ran in there to find the shower head had fallen and smashed onto the side of the bathtub. My daughter was terrified. I pulled her out and wrapped her in a towel, holding her for a while. She calmed down. I was pissed. It was one thing to mess with me, but to mess with my baby girl? Fuck that. It happened to be during an old, ancient festival where they used to use black beans as an offering to the spirits of a house to vacate. I know it seems convenient, right? Our house is protected by higher beings, so I don't think this was a coincidence. The store did not have any black beans at the time, but I found a mix of beans we had bought a long time earlier. My son and I separated the black beans from the rest of the ritual, which my spouse performed late that night. We've not heard from another mommy since. Our house has been clean. We also got a hold of our drinking problems. Now came the question, who was another mommy? And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online to find out what happens with the intervention of the ghosts. please become a supporter of our show over at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's only $5 a month to become an EPP. And with that, you get access to all of our episodes, all 347 bonus episodes, on top of our thousands of regular episodes, which in total create the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. No joke. We have it and you get it when you sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You'll get advanced episodes of our show weeks before the release to the public, all commercial free. It's all there. I also throw in our ebook and our audiobook. Those both right there, like a $15 value a piece. If you were to buy them on Audible or Amazon, they're both bestsellers. You'll love them. You get them as well. $5 a month. Ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories. Help keep us on the air and enjoy all of the bonus. And enjoy getting freaked out. We appreciate your support.